Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota Department of Health's Center for Healthcare Affordability convened its advisory task force for the first time today. This 15-member group is tasked with identifying the root causes of rising healthcare costs and recommending bold, evidence-based strategies to make care more affordable across the state. CHCA Director Alex Caldwell.
They'll be looking at cost drivers. They'll be engaging with stakeholders like providers and payers and consumers, all in an effort to find ways to make healthcare more affordable for Minnesotans.
Caldwell says healthcare costs continue to rise faster than wages, and that is creating real challenges for Minnesotans. A 72-year-old man is under arrest for threatening to shoot the windows of a Duluth elementary school. Officers went to the suspect's home Thursday night and found a shotgun, an SKS assault rifle, and ammunition. The man was taken into custody pending threatening of violence charges. The Duluth police chief applauded officers for quickly apprehending the man and ensuring the safety of students and staff. Republicans and Democrats don't see eye to eye when it comes to a ban on assault weapons, but the two sides will sit in the same room next week to try and come up with an agenda for the special session. Maggie Emery is the executive director of the gun violence prevention organization called Protect Minnesota. She says the time is now for gun laws to change.
I'm really hopeful that our legislators will listen to Minnesotans who are calling for change. I have to keep hope alive, and eventually our legislators are going to do the right thing to protect Minnesotans and children and the families that they represent.
The Farm Aid 40 concert at the U of M next weekend could be impacted by the Teamsters strike. Crews scheduled to begin building the stage today at Huntington Bank Stadium are refusing to cross the picket lines. In other headlines, Minnesota hunters need to keep safety in mind as they head out this weekend to kick off the archery deer season. DNR Big Game Coordinator Paul Burr says hunters should let someone know their plans before they head out.
You don't have to be specific, but just say, hey, I'm going hunting. I'll be back around this time. That way, if something does happen, at least there's a good start, you know, on getting an idea of where you are. And heaven forbid, if you need to be rescued for whatever reason, you're that much safer.
More information on the 2025 archery season can be found on the DNR's website. Camp Ripley in Little Falls is welcoming the public this Sunday for its annual open house. Visitors can explore Minnesota's largest military installation, meet members of the National Guard, and learn about its history and modernization efforts. Camp Ripley spans 53,000 acres and supports military, law enforcement, and emergency response training across the region. This is MNN.